New episode, new sponsor.
Ooh.
We're talking.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
This was a fun episode. Things not only got real, but they ended up becoming, I just wanted to say that they got real. They didn't get anything else.
They were honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were honest too. Okay. You guys are going to love it. All things considered, you guys will really like it. Enjoy.
Sticky situation, Jake and Amir, put your ass on blast. Now don't go making a fuss, cause this shit's hosted by us. You're listening to the one and only Advice Podcast. Welcome to the podcast show. Jake and Amir will make you if you're feeling hashtag dope, take a break and let them make you
What genre of music was that?
Bond, James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like cool electric guitar.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, and then just like, it would be me in a tuxedo walking around.
That
and
sounds nice.
You're in your underwear eating cottage cheese out of the container behind
what
me.
What Bond movie is that?
It's, you play like this very, you play like Bond's lazy roommate / cousin.
What's his name?
Gary Bond.
Also, are they related?
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh, right. Sorry. Cousin / roommate.
So.
Got it.
James and Gary.
Gary Bond.
That was written by a guy named Amir. Can you imagine that? An the Amir guy. So talented he can make that song.
It's crazy.
But it's Amir with an E.
Ah, that explains it.
Yeah. If only his parents had a different name for him, he wouldn't have been able to do that. So thank you, Amir Iqbal, for making that cool theme song for us. We were talking right before we recorded, and I said, oh, this would be an interesting conversation for the podcast. You walked into my room where we were recording, and as a joke, I hid behind the door and I yelled boo at you. And you almost dropped your phone.
No, that was I wasn't even afraid. Don't misrepresent me.
But you did. You were on your phone.
I was on my phone, and yeah. I like made a joke about if I was afraid, and I dropped.
Yeah. And then the question is, if I yelled "boo" and you dropped your phone, phone, your new phone, and it cracked, right, and it broke. Is it my fault, or do I owe you cash?
I think it's a discussion. Because it's really interesting, because it's not like you drop my phone, because then no. It's like, of course, I'll pay for you, I'll give you money.
I didn't hit it out of your hands.
Right.
So physically.
It really could be a stalemate.
But I did force you to drop it.
Right. But like, it's on me that I dropped it.
Right.
But I was like afraid, and I reacted in a way that broke my phone.
Right. Like, what if I didn't try to scare you? What if you were just accidentally scared by me and it caused you to drop your phone? Am I still responsible?
Yeah. But you, if I think this is what would happen. If I did it to you, I would get you a new phone. And if you did it to me, I would get myself a new phone.
So either way, you're getting a phone. Also, if you did it to me, I would sue. Even if
you have sued me a lot.
Yeah, I think
there's several pending class action lawsuits
against you. That's a lawsuit.
The state of California versus Jake Hurwitz.
That's me. That's my nickname in court. I call myself the state of California, baby. So this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the whole internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And this, what do I say now? Do I describe the show or do we like do other stuff?
Usually we tickle each other for a bit.
I have amnesia and you're teaching how to be me again. And then what do I say?
And then you tweet a picture of your penis and you give me money.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
Right, so now during the show I do that?
Every single episode.
Why do you want me to shame myself before I give you cash?
I think it'll be silly.
Would I get kicked off Twitter for that?
I think you're allowed to post pictures of your penis on Twitter.
Yeah?
I think you're allowed to post nudes.
Because can you? I don't know.
I've definitely seen them on there.
No, I bet you can't, because then there would be a lot more. Like, if you're a porn star or a nude model on Twitter, wouldn't a lot of people just post their photos on Twitter?
Yeah, nudes? Porn stars post nude photos on Twitter.
But not on Instagram?
You're not allowed to on Instagram.
So you're not allowed to on Instagram, but you are on Twitter?
I don't know what... Maybe they're just more... It seems like it wouldn't ever be encouraged. I don't know, but maybe.
This is why we're losing to China. I swear, dude.
Because they let people post on everything. Nude things everywhere. Yeah,
on Alibaba. China. You can go on Alibaba.
That's why I bought that Alibaba stock.
Yeah, because you only invest in things tangentially related to tits.
I've got one stock.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
And you have one share.
I have a bond.
You have a single share of Alibaba and one U.S. Treasury bond, a T-bill, a 5-year T-bill.
And then
T-bill.
Stamps.
Yeah. What I'll do is
they'll never depreciate.
Of course they will.
What?
That's the stupidest thing. They never depreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, 33-cent stamp.
Yeah.
That money will be worth less in 5 years.
Right, but the stamp will always be worth the same.
Right.
But
the value of the stamp will go down.
Well, sure.
Sure. Why even buy the stamps?
By the way,
you have so many stamps in your room. Real quick before we get into the show. Doesn't this seem like an article you would see on like the front page of like a fluff news site like Yahoo News or maybe BuzzFeed? It's like, guy sends 100 envelopes with stickers instead of stamps. Click here to see how many like got returned to him.
That's interesting.
So you just buy stickers. You don't even buy, because a stamp is basically just a sticker that says something on it.
Right.
So like, what if I just put on
like
an envelope?
It doesn't have to scan anything?
I don't think so. I think I could just put like a little dinosaur stamp on an envelope and give it to the, like, is a postman really going to be like so busy like making sure this one letter doesn't go through? I don't know. That's just a little life hack for you guys.
It'd be fun to try.
Buy stickers.
People's rent checks are just lost in the mail forever.
This episode is brought to you by stickers.com. The only way to send stickers online. So how does this show work? People are in need of our advice, so they'll email us ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We read through these emails and we answer a few of them on the show. We dispense our advice on the podcast. Thoughts?
That was actually really nice.
It wasn't like as brief as it could have been.
No, but it was conversational in tone.
It explained the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have your own questions, you can send them to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. As for now, let's fucking get this party really started.
Thank you.
These are real emails from real people, but we're going to need to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, why don't we do people from the football game we were just watching.
Oh, that's it's going to really show how last minute we recorded this show. But I guess that's kind of cool.
True.
It's like you're listening to this, and we spoke it 7 hours before it went
this
online.
This is like borderline live.
Yeah, this is as close as it can get.
Except for when we have a live show. For instance, in Austin. For instance, in Houston.
January 24th and January 25th at Austin at the North Door and at Houston as part of the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. All right, first question comes from somebody we'll call Marshawn Lynch.
Very nice.
Beast Mode writes, "Hey guys, love the show and super excited to hopefully see y'all live in Austin."
Oh, at the North Door.
That's right. "I have a dilemma though. I've been dating my girlfriend for around 9 months and everything is going well except for one thing. I don't like her friends. They are obnoxious and aren't intelligent academically or socially. I've tried giving them a chance, but they just grind my gears. I can't understand how she continues to be friends with them. My question is this. Should I say anything to my girlfriend about how I don't like them, or should I just remain quiet and bend over and take it? Also, any other ideas you have would be helpful. Thanks for your help. Love, Marshawn Lynch."
Marshawn Lynch.
I've never dated someone who's friends, I hate all of them, because that doesn't that mean that that person is bad?
Yeah.
What are the odds there's one cool lady in a group of so many terrible people?
I think if you hate like 10 people,
yeah,
then you are hateable.
You're the bad too.
You're the bad.
Yeah.
But also, like, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell, like, they're not your friends.
Yeah, well, should he say anything to her? Like, he's going to break her the news? Hey, I'm sorry to tell you this, honey, but your friends are bad.
They're bad, so don't be friends with them. And then I'll have my friends and you, and you'll have me and no one. And I think that's good.
All right, good talk. Slaps her ass. She giggles.
Hey, you're going to stop seeing your friends.
What are you talking about?
Well, they're not intelligent socially.
or
and
what?
That really grinds my gears. You know that.
Or academically.
The way they're not intelligent academically or socially.
Yeah, I looked
at... What does it mean to be socially intelligent?
Like, you know, like being able to hang out in a group setting and not like out yourself as a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're like a cool person that gets along with everyone, you have great social intelligence.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like... I'm like in the middle. Like I can't, if I'm not having a good time, I show that on my face.
Right.
But then like, you know, some of those people are like, oh, this is such a good guy. He can hang out with anyone. He's so fun and friendly.
Yeah. Very easy.
Yeah. Guy. Yeah. Like who's an example of someone like that in your life?
George Basil.
Yeah. He's like sort of just a happy chameleon.
Uh-huh.
So you put him in a group of like sports fans. He can like get into it, be interested. You put him in a group of like movie nerds, music nerds. He's socially adaptable, very socially intelligent.
Yeah.
And then, so who's an example of someone that you hate? Like someone that you think secretly you've been feeling or harboring ill will towards that they don't know, but ideally they listen to the program. So like this is your...
Right.
Like I would say John Wolfe.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. John Wolfe at our office.
That's funny because that would have been... That's mine too.
I know. I saw what you... Right. When I said...
Well, you said John, I said yeah. I mouthed Wolf at the same time.
Yeah. You started howling and then you knew.
Yeah.
So he's a complete idiot.
Right.
He's a moron.
Well, he's not just a moron. I think a moron lets him off the hook too much.
Yeah.
Because I think he makes decisions to be bad. Yeah. That's what I think.
Oh, so moron is sort of blissfully ignorant. And we're talking about...
I think
about,
a moron can be happy.
Yeah,
he's a misanthrope.
On purpose.
You know, I've actually seen him rob charities.
How so?
He
that's actually his nickname.
Rob charity. Hey, I'm Rob. Rob charities.
Oh, that sounds nice, but now that I think about it,
Rob charity.
You rob charities.
No, at McDonald's, John Wolfe will just like take the Ronald McDonald
fund. Oh, out of the coins.
He'll put a little piece of gum on the toothpick.
You know what he does?
He has coins out.
He also has dummy dimes.
Yep.
So like those things at the supermarket where you have to like, it's the March of Dimes, you put in dimes.
Yeah.
He'll spend thousands of dollars making dummy dimes.
It's crazy.
So they think it's filled up so nobody else can donate. And then they go to cash it in.
Yeah.
And it says like, it is a picture of FDR. He gets it engraved. But on the back it says you've been had.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen him at a bar 100% on purpose because he'll do this regularly.
Sure.
As soon as somebody like he knows someone's carrying drinks back to like a table of friends,
yeah,
like a friendly person just bought their friends around a shot.
Yeah.
he'll back up, like look at them, and then back up really swiftly, so they'll drop all the drinks.
Oh, so
all
they
over
have
the
a tray
floor.
Of like,
and then he'll say, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Let me get you another round."
And then what does he do?
And then he's like, "You guys are sitting over there. I'll bring it over to the table." And then he'll just never. He'll leave the bar.
Oh,
so
my
like
God.
They'll drop all the drinks on the ground and then lose their spot at the bar and then not get drinks.
You know what else I saw him do?
What?
When I went to college, a lot of times people would do hunger strikes.
Oh yeah.
So like if like somebody was so like socially outraged at something, he would sit on campus and he wouldn't eat.
Right, right.
So Wolf walked by one of these guys and he had these empty wrappers of fun size Snickers.
Uh-huh.
And he would like toss them next to him.
Wow.
And then he'd call the like a police or a newspaper source and be like, "What is
try
that?
To out this
yeah,
guy.
What is that? You ate that
just
fun
like,
size
to
Snickers?
Undermine his
yeah.
undermine his
right.
his point of view."
Exactly.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Like, you've been eating snacks.
Wow.
And then he's like, "No, I haven't." Like, "Well, look at all these things." And he'll smear a little chocolate on the guy's face or on the side of his lip.
Absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd that he would do that.
So Basil on one end.
And then
Wolf.
You know, I've also seen Wolf.
Oh, yeah?
You know what? He will sometimes just go to like a little league football or baseball game. He doesn't
know
a
both.
Single person there. Yeah.
You've seen both?
Both. He'll just sit on the bleachers, wait for a car to like pull up like a dad late for his kid's game.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll run to the car and he'll say, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It happened in the second inning.
What happened?
Your son, we had to take him to the hospital." And and he'll get in the car with the dad. They'll drive to the hospital together.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then once they get there, John Wolf will just
he'll open the door.
He'll rob the dad.
Why does he take him to the hospital?
It's crazy.
He
wants the dad to be panicked and like thinking about other shit.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because he told me that one time he actually set up a dummy infirmary that he took the dad.
He's
to.
Into dummy shit.
Yeah, he has a lot of dummy,
like dummy times in a dummy infirmary.
Yeah, so he set up this whole fake set, and he had a doctor and a nurse, and he even like
that is insane.
An entire like EKG monitor, and he even hired a dummy child.
Right.
A deaf diamond, a dumb and blind
and
kid.
And the kid just lied down. He put a blanket over everything except for the feet, and he wheeled them past the window. And the parents were just like floored.
They were flipping out. And I'm like, what do you get from this? Do you get cash? And he says, "Sometimes I do. Sometimes I rob charities.
Yeah.
And then sometimes a lot of it is just me being a public nuisance, a dickling, and a chaos creator."
Yeah, and then I'll howl at the moon and he'll say, "I am John Wolf."
How is he still around? How is he still alive? How is he not in jail?
It's crazy. Because
technically none of the things he's doing is illegal.
That's, well,
that's like another thing.
Dummy dimes are.
Dummy dimes are?
Yeah.
Fake
counterfeit
currency.
Money. Yeah, of course that's illegal.
But he's not spending it.
Also
donating.
Robbing people.
Yeah.
We said that.
We did.
That
that's
was
true.
Illegal.
And the emotional trauma caused by telling someone
right.
that
you
their
can get
children.
Sued for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So what should this guy tell his girlfriend?
Oh, I forgot that that's even happening. Just, you don't have to hang out with them. They're not your friends.
Okay. All right. Next question.
All right.
One time I saw John Wolf shove a bystander, an innocent bystander. Question number two comes from a lady. What football player has the most feminine name? Is Fleener's first name Casey?
I think it's Kobe.
Oh, that's pretty. Kobe Fleener?
Yeah.
That could be a girl's name.
All right.
Kobe Fleener writes, "Hey guys, love you and love the show. I was hoping you'd be able to give me some peace of mind. I recently got back together with an ex. Maybe a good idea, maybe a bad one, but I digress. We've been back together for a month and a half, and I feel like things are going really well. We've even decided to be exclusive again and be boyfriend and girlfriend. Here's where things get sticky. I've noticed that my boyfriend has both OkCupid and Tinder on his phone. This isn't exactly strange since we originally met through Tinder. The problem is, I find it weird he still has both apps on his phone even after we've decided to be exclusive. And no, I didn't find it through snooping. He was showing me a picture and I saw the apps. I didn't say anything and he didn't either. Am I being too sensitive? He's a friendly person, but if he's trying to make friends, I feel like it isn't through a dating app. Please help. I really love this guy and I don't want him to think that I'm being suspicious. Thanks, guys. Much love." Cody or Kobe Fleener?
I just want to say, on the hottest day of the summer this year, John Wolf went to a crowded pool and pooped in it.
What did he do?
He shit in the pool.
So that
everyone had to get out. Everyone was peaceful, cooling down.
Yeah.
And he shit in the pool. He actually passed the buck onto a 75-year-old lap swimmer.
An old lady.
And she was banned from the pool for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
She eventually died because she wasn't getting any exercise. She became diabetic and died.
Well, that's the crazy thing. And then they suspected Wolf, and they tested the feces, and it was hers. He must have...
He tampered with the evidence.
I don't know, dude. Or he got the shit and he like literally dumped
like
it. Yeah, like he
toilet.
Took it from her toilet.
Fucking
I think
sick.
He's so conniving.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like all he does all day
yeah.
is scheme yeah. and plot.
Yeah,
he's diabolical.
Yeah,
he's diabolical. That's
yeah,
what he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's exactly right. He's like he's the Joker.
He's a villain.
Yeah,
he's a villain. Villainous.
He's a social villain for yeah. sure.
So this guy still has Tinder. How long have they been back together?
A month and a half.
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad.
I love that this girl is so sweet. She's like, I don't know. Maybe he's just using him to make friends. Oh, honey.
Honey, no one makes friends on Tinder.
No.
We don't make friends.
No, you never make friends, even in life, let alone on OkCupid.
Right. Yeah, no. I'm not here to make friends. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
You know what he probably... Well, okay, well, there's two layers. There's one that he's actively using it, which is really bad. And then there's one where he keeps it on in the background because like he's like, I'm going to break up soon. I might as well like keep getting those swipes in so that
right.
when I'm done, I got this pool, a reservoir.
But then there's also... I mean, personally, this would never happen to me.
Of course.
Because... I keep my phone clean, you know, but
yeah.
you like, you'll meet people that have just like pages and pages of apps.
Yeah.
So I would say, let's go on the pages. If he's got 3 pages or less of apps, break up with him.
Oh, so
but if he's got like 4 pages or more, then I think he just maybe didn't delete it yet.
Oh, what if she just checks? Can't she see how often he uses it when he was last logged in?
Well, I think if you log in, it'll say last logged in just now.
Right. But what if you're on OkCupid and you check some, like from somebody else's OkCupid profile, you search for him and then it says the last time he logged
right.
in.
Or you could also just log into his Tinder and see how many, like how recently he's had a match.
Oh, that's good. Or you can delete Tinder and see if he questions you about it.
I think I would ask him about it. That's probably the best direct way to do it is like, hey, I got to talk to you about something. It's in my head. I want this, like, if we're going to give this relationship another shot, which we are, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's put everything on the table. Right. Why you still got Tinder? Why you still got OkCupid? And then see what he does with that.
Yeah. If he acts like super caught, he'll get really red faced really quickly.
Right.
I mean, Wolf did the same thing. He was somebody's best man at the
you know,
wedding.
Dude, I've seen Wolf.
He downloaded Tinder on his phone. Yeah.
Yep. On a on the bride and the groom's phone.
Right.
And swiped for a while too. Even like had some matches. It was damning to
right.
be sure.
And then they both find out about the other one.
And that's not the first time he's done that. Is the fucking crazy thing. He downloaded Tinder on his mother's phone.
Oh my
god. And
told
his father about it.
Oh my god.
If you can imagine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can only imagine because we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This vigilante.
This
social vigilante.
This werewolf.
This man, this coward man, this yellow man. So you
this
say
chicken man,
yeah, this chicken human. So you're saying to confront him about it?
Yeah, I say confront him about it. But also, I stand by my. If he's got a lot of apps and it seems like he's not like just you know doesn't really do a lot
clean
of maintenance
house.
On his phone, then maybe it's not a big deal at all and you shouldn't even like
I think Tinder is a bigger deal than OkCupid.
Yeah, I mean
OkCupid
sure.
you just sort of keep it running in the background of your life. Tinder you got to really be actively swiping.
That's true. And I mean like I feel like you're pretty aware when you have Tinder. It's one of those apps that's just like at the forefront of your mind when you unlock your phone.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Do you think it's a necessary thing if you're in a relationship to delete those apps?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the point of having them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's only temptation.
Right. I mean, I think it's, yes, of course. It's like a sign of disrespect to the person. Tinder is basically saying I'm still on the market.
Yeah. It's an app that broadcasts that you're a single available person.
That's a wolf move to be sure.
Oh, yeah. Classic wolf. Actually, there's another question about temptation. I think... I think.
I hope.
Oh no! But we do have one more about marriage.
Good.
That's what made me think of it. It's another female. It's another effeminate a name.
Russell Wilson?
Oh no! I would say that's a objectively male name.
Okay.
What about Cody Parkey?
Yeah.
He's the kicker for the Eagles. His name is Cody, and his last name is Parkey.
What about Mark Sanchez?
That's also very exclusively masculine? Male.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Or you apologize. Or that's a stupid thing you said. You're not apologizing or saying. You're not showing any remorse.
So you want me to say sorry instead of okay?
Yeah. That's actually just a masculine male.
All right.
All right, or you apologize for wasting
your time. Yeah.
No, yeah, what?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Cody Parkey writes, someone who I considered a very good friend just got married. They had a multi-year engagement, and during that time, we have discussed her wedding and attended the wedding of other friends together. I assume that since we've been friends for over 10 years, that I would be invited. Wrong. I was on Facebook chat and received a message of her double-checking my address so she could send me her wedding announcement. I was psyched until I realized that an announcement isn't the same as an invitation. I know that times are tight and that weddings are expensive. I have just always considered her someone that would be invited to my own wedding, so it stings to be snubbed. I'm in the later half of my 20s, so I want to be an adult about this. Should I send a gift when I receive the announcement? Should I confront her and say how much it hurt not being invited? Has this ever happened to either of you? What would you do? Love, Cody Parkey. So she's getting an... I didn't even know that. Yeah, I've never gotten a wedding announcement.
That's strange.
Is there a chance that she's wrong and she is invited?
I feel like there is.
Can I have your address? I want to send you a letter that says, I'm getting married. And that's that.
I don't think that... Wait, look it up.
Wedding announcement?
Yeah, that seems weird.
Wedding announcement versus invitation.
Yeah.
I've heard of save the dates, but that's also a precursor to the invitation. Yeah. Versus wedding announcement versus invitation. Let's just assume for a minute that she's right. Oh, wedding invitation etiquette? Announcements versus invitations. Those are two different things. You order wedding announcement cards at the same time you order your wedding invitation cards to save on expenses, but you do not send out the wedding announcements until after the wedding has taken place. Oh, like the wedding already happened. So she says, I want to send you a letter that says I got married. Like, the wedding happened, and let me send you something that says I got married.
That's
an insane dick move.
Why would you have... It seems like there wouldn't be two camps. Like, I'll invite these people to the wedding, and everyone else I'll just tell.
Yeah, it's like instead of Facebook, it's like an announcement, by the way, I got married.
Well, but why would you just... I feel like... If there's somebody that I'm close enough that I want to tell that I'm getting married, I would invite them to the wedding.
Really? So everybody that you'd want to tell, you would invite? That's not true.
Anyone I would want to tell, like, in a sort of fancy way like that. Yeah. If I ever get married, I would, like, post it online or something.
Yeah, it's just...
And then I wouldn't mail everyone who wasn't invited a letter saying the party was dope, we're married, we're so happy.
And y'all weren't invited.
Nor missed.
I can't stress enough that everyone who we wanted to be there was there.
And we weren't wanting for anyone.
No, we didn't miss a single soul.
Also, weddings are, it's so weird because it's like, that's somebody else's thing.
Yeah.
Just like, I know it's so small that you would feel slighted. I understand that you do, but it's like, this is your world where you weren't invited to a party. This, your friend is getting married. That's right. Insane. It's such a huge undertaking. And this one tiny little thing.
You're going to make her feel bad.
Yeah.
Which she should be, but maybe not right now.
Right.
So I think we should say, don't send a gift
Sure. But also, especially if you're mad.
Yeah. You don't have to send a gift if you weren't invited. Giving someone a gift is like, thanks for paying for my fancy dinner that night.
Right.
You paid $180 for me to be there. So I'm going to give you a gift that hopefully reimburses you for a certain percentage of the cost.
Exactly. So no present.
Gift, but also no anger.
No confrontation.
Oh, yeah. You can still be angry. You just shouldn't bring it up.
Right.
Bottle it up.
And maybe you don't have to invite her to your wedding now.
Oh, that's good. You just save some money.
There we go.
You know, Wolf sent out that wedding announcement for the couple that had just broken up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The guy like got caught cheating on his girlfriend.
He'll often do things
right.
like that.
Right. And so he'll just investigate, do a little like completely private right. eye, like unpaid snooping, really.
Yeah.
And he'll find out a couple that just broke up in a very public, embarrassing, shameful way.
And then he'll send out a
and he'll wedding. Photoshop. Wedding announcements, and he'll find out who their friends are.
Dark attitude.
So much effort to send out a wedding announcement so that then as they're going through this horrible, emotionally destructive thing, they're also fielding calls and emails of saying congratulations.
And they probably want space, but in this time they have to be together to deal with this crisis.
Exactly, and they cannot.
This PR nightmare.
bullshit.
That he is just like, and he's like a master puppeteer.
And he doesn't see, he doesn't get off to seeing it because he's never even there. Like, he doesn't know this couple.
Right.
He's not experiencing the fallout.
He's often busy planning his next con, short con. It doesn't matter.
He doesn't even see it. He just likes in the back of his head knowing that he's an agent of chaos.
Right.
He created this
chaos.
He'll
start a forest fire and walk away, his back turned the entire time.
Right,
never
exactly.
even turning to look.
Nor does he check the newsletter.
Feel the
to
warmth,
see if it worked.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't get him off.
Right.
What gets him off is just knowing in the back of his head that people are scrambling.
That he's disrupting.
Yeah,
the status quo.
Things are different because of him and always for the worse. Because he's hungry like John Wolf. Let's take a break and then come back and answer one last email.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
that
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved? I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz. And then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. We mentioned we have the shows. January 24th. In Austin.
In Austin.
January 25th in Houston. A Texas two-step.
For sure.
Anything else we should mention on this program?
Mm.
Oh, didn't you want to mention that you can watch Peter Pan on NBC?
Oh, yeah, because we were assholes and we didn't...
Talk about it.
Yeah. Allison's like so good to us by coming on our podcast.
And we pay her back by doing nothing ever.
Yeah. It sounded like they got a lot of viewers anyway.
Yeah. They actually ended up getting millions of viewers without our help.
For whatever reason, the whole thing went off without a hitch, even though me and Amir didn't promote it.
It was able to be viral even without our tweets. But you could, if you did miss Peter Pan Live, Allison Williams, who's been on this show before, was on it and played Peter Pan.
Yeah.
She was actually, was the titular role.
Yeah. Our friend Allison was in it. She was in that one.
Who was she? She played one of the boys, the lost boys. Mm-hmm.
The one with the Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah.
The green one.
Of course.
Yeah, the one that like doesn't grow. I don't know.
Right. Well, the play is named after that character.
Oh, that's so weird. Uh-huh. That's a funny little coincidence.
Right.
So she plays that one. And you can watch it on NBC.com, you said?
I think it's on NBC.com, yeah.
So there's still time to watch and support Allison Williams.
It's never too late.
We're sorry we didn't say anything before the show. We were so high last week.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
We honestly smoked a joint.
Yeah.
And then we each ate a little pot.
An edible.
An edible coffee bean.
Yeah.
It was a little espresso bean.
We went Dutch on an espresso bean. Uh-huh. We ate it Lady and the Tramp style. Right. With our teeth so close together.
That we eventually nearly kissed.
But definitely Frenched. We definitely...
Our lips didn't touch, but our tongues did.
Yeah, uh-huh. we were tongue-licking each other, to be sure. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The laced treats actually reminds me of the time that Wolf set up that bake sale.
Oh
yeah,
of course.
He didn't even donate it.
Yeah,
he literally started a bake sale.
Yep.
And urged so many people to bring stuff and bake stuff for it, and he replaced all the treats, so he would throw away the fresh brownies and cookies and replace it with his laced food.
That's interesting. I just realized I was thinking of a different bake sale scheme that he did.
Oh really?
Where he actually made an amazing, it was an amazing dish. Just like tons of sweet treats, delicious food. And all the signs just said, it's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. Uh-huh. So people really supported it. He raised, over $1,000, but then he ended up donating the money to the KKK.
He
took an ad out in the newspaper to say like, and then like, you know, there are pictures of people supporting
giving money. So it's like he defamed characters
in
his local community.
So like, these are the people that went to the KKK bake sale.
such a dickling move.
It really is.
That actually, it's so weird you bring that one up because then it jogs to my mind yet a third bake sale scheme.
He was on that tip for a bit.
He went through a phase or something. Mm-hmm. He heard about a bake sale, like a neighborhood bake sale to raise money or awareness or something for like they wanted to turn like a firehouse into a public space.
Yep.
So they were raising money to like make enough rent to save the firehouse.
That's really nice. That sounds like a good cause.
This one is super subtle. It's like almost nothing. But he...
That's almost what makes it.
Yeah. Everyone's selling these baked goods and he showed up with 10 pizzas.
And well, just to like undermine.
I don't think to undermine. I think more like
he wanted the person in charge to have to tell him that they couldn't sell pizza because it was like a bake sale. So like it was such a small thing that he like wanted to put this the organizer in a
just
weird like,
yeah, just make them a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly, because you feel bad. He spent a lot of money on the pizzas, which he did, and then but like you can't just sell pizza slices at
and
a bake
actually
sale.
I heard about this, maybe not from you but another one of our mutual friends. Because when he was told, eventually, you know, the person was very kind. They said, like, you know, we can't selling this. He walked. He threw them all out in a trash can in like in a big display,
like in a huff,
and then like angrily stood around brooding nearby the bake sale.
He didn't leave the scene.
No, he didn't just go home. He and this is the even the craziest part. He brooded for like maybe an hour.
Oh gosh.
Then he stormed off in a huff. Everybody felt relieved. 20 minutes later, he came back, and everyone was like a little fearful that he came back to hurt someone.
He had two pizzas, didn't he?
He
was wondering. He's like,
he came back with a calzone, actually.
Said, maybe this will do. And they felt too bad to like tell him to turn around. But the calzone was laced. It was laced. And it ended up being laced with like Visine.
Oh!
The wolf lives. Let's get to the last question. One of my faves. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We need one last. Oh, wow, another lady. We really shouldn't have chosen a football,
football game.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Eli Manning. But like Eli is like a cool new
But that's not a
name.
That's not a player from the...
From the game that we watched?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go with LaShawn McCoy.
That's perfect.
LaShonda McCoy. Right. Okay, I have a problem. I've been going out with this guy for maybe 3 months. It started off as just a sex thing, but now we seem to be pretty fond of each other. So we are both seniors in high school and have different hobbies. I enjoy photography and playing guitar, but on the other hand, he enjoys parkour and phones. He's very attractive and has an awesome sense of humor. The phone thing is weird. I can deal with that. But I've always had a problem with teenage boys doing parkour. The problem is that he's really bad and constantly wants me to film him. Then make me comment on what he can improve. When the fact is, he should just simply stop jumping on rocks. So should I jump this... Should I dump this fuckboy and move on to greater, better things? Explain to him that I despise when he makes me film him, or just simply deal with it and like him for him. Thanks, LaShawn McCoy.
Oh my God.
So she has two hobbies, photography and guitar.
Which are both hobbies.
Sure.
And he has
two hobbies.
Which,
parkour.
Which is a hobby.
And phones.
Which is not.
Which is a noun.
Yeah, I have a lot of hobbies. I like jogging and
nice
ties.
Huh?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually really into fishing and paperclips.
Yeah, not really a hobby, but wall. Yeah, not a hobby. What do you mean that your hobby is phones? I bet it's not that you build them.
Really, my hobby's keys.
Yeah.
So it's just things we keep in our pockets.
Yeah. I guess everyone has a phone hobby, or at the very least, a phone in general.
Yeah, he uses it a lot, so it's sort of a hobby.
She doesn't mind the phone hobby. Honestly, it's actually kind of sexy. He has just a drawer full of old Samsung Galaxies and Palm Pilots. But, unfortunately, when he's jumping around doing actually athletic shit, she can't stand it.
It's funny that he's not good at parkour.
Yeah.
It's such a fun thing to be bad at.
It is funny to imagine him, like, trying to do a flip off a wall, like, six old iPhones come out of his wallet. Oh shit, my phones.
My two hobbies, they conflict with each other because my phones weigh me down.
Yeah, these crazers are sort of keeping my pants sagging down below my ankles.
I have a backpack full of StarTacs, so I can't really do a good 360.
Making your girlfriend watch you, forcing her to film you do parkour, and then making her comment on what he can do to improve. Yeah.
No, you could definitely jump on this rock smoother. The way you jumped on the rock and jumped off it was clumsy, so sort of make it...
I mean, we've gotten questions like this from the other side, where it's like, my girlfriend doesn't support my hobby, which is kind of sad.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I think as like bad as he is at parkour, if you liked him, you might find this kind of thing endearing.
Yeah.
So maybe you could take it as a bad sign that you have no interest in supporting his hobby. But then also, like, what if you were dating somebody who was like, yo, please come see my stand-up comedy, or please come, like, listen to my band sing at open mic night.
Right.
And you went, and it was just, like, really objectively bad. What happens? What would you feel?
Well, I don't know. I would feel bad. I would feel weird. Because I would have to lie to her.
Right.
And say, that was good. And then she's like, yeah, nobody else likes it. And like, yeah, they're all wrong. I'm right. It was good. Are you just saying that? I'm not just saying that because I socially have to.
Well, so yeah, maybe you just have to be okay with the fact that he's not good, but that he is working to improve. He will get better.
He has to.
Practice. I mean,
you can't get worse.
He's not going to be like, maybe he's not going to be a professional parkourer.
Yeah.
But he'll get better. And he'll feel good about himself, and you'll feel good. So you should feel good about that. That being said, if you don't like filming it, just say, I don't want to film it, but I like that you do it, and I'll check out the videos from time to time. But we're not going to be a duo.
Yeah, I'm not going to be your Spielberg and you my subject.
Yeah, you have your own hobbies. He has his. He doesn't need to like drag you. You don't, you know, buy phones with him on the weekend. Yeah.
Supporting that hobby wholeheartedly. I just hope he doesn't get injured doing parkour at one of those parks that Wolf has already gotten to. You know how he does the...
Oh, yeah.
Where he spritzes like, Vaseline?
Right. And he'll do Vaseline. And I've seen him like loosen a bar on the monkey bars. Right. And oh, it's always yeah, like yeah. the last one. So there's sort of like one the mad, desperate
yeah.
grab for the last one. And then foom, yeah. you fall.
And he's never... Again, he's never there to see it.
Nope.
He doesn't want to see it.
The wood chips... You know, like those park with the wood chip floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Seen him just spread tacks around on them.
Oh, or he like very subtly like... Makes them all point up. A lot of what he does is subtle.
Subtle, yeah.
So he'll make them all point in a specific way where it hurts when you walk on it.
Yeah.
Because usually wood chips are random and like over the course of time they yeah, he'll just soft go around. And flattened.
Right, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll
turn them
worse.
All up.
And it's nearly impossible to ID because he does it with the gloves. He does it with gloves.
Yeah.
So,
though I couldn't imagine a police officer... You know,
fingerprint. Greg, it's running a fingerprint again. It's not test. A crime. Technically, yeah. Nothing he's doing is illegal, which is so ultimately fucked
part.
Beyond fucked.
Right.
So support his hobby. Get into phones. Get into parkour. You don't have to film him. And if you can't get past it, you shouldn't tell him to stop. If anything, you should just stop being with him.
Right. Just focus on other stuff. Also, I just wanted to mention one time. John Wolfe, I heard he...
I think we're thinking of the same story.
You like, do?
Yeah.
The old folks home one?
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing. Where he went up on an entire floor in an old folks home, told every single occupant in every single room that their grandchildren were there to see them and they would be right up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they all like wheeled out into the hallway and they were so excited.
Right.
And he just left.
And I heard that story and I was like, what? How did... Sorry, they let him in, this stranger in, and they're like, no, John has been volunteering here for a year.
So that's...
It was such a long con. Yeah, and a lot of it is subtle. None of it is illegal. And it's, I don't know, that's the Wolf.
He's a nuisance.
He is, but so much more so than that.
Right.
Because he's only noose. He's yeah. only a nuisance, and he's nothing ever better.
Right. He's a public enemy. I really think he is.
Yeah. So that's it. That's our episode. Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you have your own questions or theme song submissions, please send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We do read them all. We just can't respond to them all. The opening theme song was written by Amir Iqbal, and the last one is written, it's a rap by a lady named Ellie. So
very
that's
cool.
Pretty exciting.
Thank you.
So thanks to everyone for listening. I think we're back on Thursday this week.
Okay.
So that's pretty chill.
I'll
see you soon.
Want some advice from two great mates? Well, look no further than Amir and Jake. The rhymes are cool and the jokes are sick. The A-grade rappers and the impro's quick. His name is Jaywis, known as the Pinch. Throw him a curveball and he don't flinch. He's an anti-ex. Pro-sex guy, if I saw him on Tinder, I'd be swiping right. The questions are dumb and sometimes crude, but Amish Lowell is a pretty chill dude. In a sticky situation, don't know what to do, I'd listen to them if I were you.
Hello? Hi, it's me, Russ Matthews, America's gay. Listen, I get it. Life is hard. Okay, we all struggle. Boyfriend problems, girlfriend problems, job problems, life problems. Which TV show to watch? Honey, I get it. You need help. That's why I'm here. I'm the gay best friend you wish you had, and honey, you know you need. It's Straight Talk with me, Ross Matthews. This is tough love, honey, but it's worth it, like plucking or waxing. Get your weekly gay pep talk right here on podcastone.com.